So I went to Israel.
Now, did your family embrace that? You wanted to go to Israel? Were they okay with that?
They weren't too wild about it. But I was of age. I was 18, so I could make up my own mind.
Why did you want to go to Israel?
Well, it's like they call that in Hebrew to make aliyah. To make aliyah is to go up, step up. Israel was only about 5 years old at the time when I went in 1953.
Because in 1948 is when they became a state.
Mm-hmm.
So they were a young nation.
They were a young nation, and I was what they call a chalutz, which is a pioneer. My destination was going to be a kibbutz, which is a collective farm over there. But I knew nothing about farming or milking cows or whatever, so I had to go to what they call Akshara. Akshara, it's a place where they kind of train you to do things. That place was in Montevideo, Uruguay.
Oh.
So that was my next stop. I stayed there for approximately a year. Then I went to Israel. Stayed in a kibbutz for about a year. A kibbutz is a place where you don't get paid, but you never go hungry. Everything's provided for you.
Communal living.
It's communal living. But I soon discovered that it was my cup of tea. A kibbutz had to contribute a certain percentage of their young men and women to the IDF, which is the Israel Defense Forces, the army. They didn't particularly want me at the time because I went for my physical, and they discovered that I had a heart murmur. So I didn't rate very high on my physical. The person they really wanted, another member of the kibbutz, was an A1, but he wanted a deferral because he was married and had kids. So I went in his place. I would have had to go eventually anyway. So I went and I served in the Israel Defense Forces from 1955 to 1957.
I thought your heart condition would have kept you out completely.
No. In Israel, if you breathe, then you serve.
Okay.
Because they'll find something for you to do. I'll tell you what happened there. They must have been hard up for intelligence because they put me in the intelligence service. At that time, of course, it wasn't what it is today. We actually listened in to the enemy. And at that time, Morse code was the thing. So I would get the messages in Morse code.
Who was the enemy then?
Mostly the Egyptians. All the Arab states.
All the Arab.
Mostly the Egyptians, yeah.
Well, we should point out, you had to learn another language
there. Oh, yes. Well, I learned Hebrew pretty quick. But I was still illiterate because I didn't know how to read and write. I'm talking about the difference in alphabet. You know, Hebrew, you write from right to left instead of from left to right. And you learn a new alphabet, so they had to send me to school to learn how to read and write.
Right. Were you able to read the other languages you learned?
Pretty quick.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Because the same alphabet.
So this was more difficult then?
It was.
And you were sent to a school?
Yes. It's called an ulpan. Ulpan is for that specific reason, to learn how to read and write Hebrew, even if you already spoke it. I already spoke Hebrew.
And you ultimately ended up learning how to read and write Hebrew.
Because I was always an avid reader. I was glad to be able to read and write Hebrew. But of course, in Israel, you can find material in any language. Just about everybody there speaks English to some degree.